Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
I know a little boy called Jacob who began telling lies when he was about 3 years old. So pretty much as soon as he could speak. He worked out that if he told a lie and it went undetected, nobody knew it was a lie, then it could get him out of trouble. He could say that he didn't do these naughty things and he wouldn't get time out. He wouldn't get yelled at. He wouldn't get a lecture. When Jacob was caught out in a lie, it didn't seem to bother him because he didn't understand how important it is to be honest. Because being honest means you are trustworthy, and lying breaks the trust and it takes a long time to get it back again. Jacob is now 16 years old and he still hasn't realized the value of being trustworthy. He still tells lies to get out of trouble. Have you ever told a lie to get out of trouble? Today's episode is about being honest, and that is telling the truth. It is the opposite of telling lies. One of God's 10 commandments that he gave Moses in Exodus 20 was, "Do not tell lies about others." Very, very early on in the Bible, after God made Adam and Eve, a snake came into the garden and told the very first lie on earth. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. Or it could read, "The serpent lied to the woman." Ever since the serpent lied, there has been many lies every minute of every day here on earth. We lie for all kinds of reasons. I mentioned Jacob lying to get out of trouble. Sometimes we lie because we want other people to think highly of us, to think we're more impressive than we are. Sometimes we just lie for fun. If you are someone who lies, why do you tell your lies?
What do you think?
Today we're going to play a game called Two Truths and a Lie, where I'm going to tell you two things that are true and one thing that is a lie. So I'm going to tell you three statements and you can choose which one is the lie. Are you ready? I lived in London for a year, waiting tables in a restaurant. I have a golden retriever named Tilly, who is 5 years old. And last one. Our whole family hasn't eaten sugar for over 5 years, including lollies. Which one is the lie? The lie is that I lived in London for a year waiting tables in a restaurant. I didn't do that. I've never lived in London for a year. I have visited there, but never lived there. I do have a dog named Tilly, and our family doesn't eat sugar. Did you guess that? Would you like to play another one? Two truths and a lie? Here's three more statements. I came first in a snow skiing race with ski school when I was 9 and I beat my older sister. When I was in primary school, I was really, really shy and hardly talked to anyone but my family and close friends. I have loved sport all my life. I've played hockey for years and years and I still play. Which one is the lie? The lie is the last one. I avoided exercise as much as I could all my life until I was well into my 30s. Fancy that? Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 9, "Stop lying to each other." The opposite of being a liar is being honest. Honest people are trustworthy people. You can rely on them to do what they say they are going to do. People who lie are untrustworthy. You can't count on them. You can't rely on them. You can't believe what they say ever, because they could be lying, because they do that sometimes, and you can just never tell. That is why being trustworthy is so important.
Story time.
I know a man named Tony who is a carpenter. He's pretty good at building and he arrives to work on time, but sometimes tools go missing when Tony's around. Tools go missing here and there anyway, but one time Tony's boss found his own drill in Tony's ute. He asked him about it. "Oh, not sure how that got there," Tony said. Do you believe him? Does his boss believe him? Well, his boss gives him the benefit of the doubt, as he's never done anything like that before, but he stores the information away in the back of his brain. The next Monday, Tony called in sick for work. Fair enough, he's sick. But when his boss drove past a cafe and saw him at a table with a whole heap of friends, he started to think. These are not the actions of someone who is too sick for work. Tony was caught out in a lie. The trust was broken, but just once. When another lost tool of the boss's was found in Tony's ute, the boss did not believe it was an accident. Tony had shown himself to be a liar in the past and untrustworthy in the past. So now, every time Tony says something, the boss isn't sure if it's true or not. Now, as a carpenter, Tony's job is often working alone on building sites, being relied on to be trustworthy. If he's prone to lying, can Tony be trusted anymore? He told the boss that he had worked on hanging a door all day. But was that true? Did he leave early? Did he work slowly? Did he start late? Did he take a long break? If Tony's boss can't trust him, then he will always need to be checking on him, doubting, watching. It's not the kind of person a boss wants on their team. Being trustworthy is so important, not just at work, but with relationships, with your friends, with your family. Being able to be relied on, to be honest, to do what you say, is invaluable. In Proverbs chapter 12, this is what verse 19 and 22 say. Truth will last forever. Lies are soon found out. The Lord hates every liar, but he is the friend of all who can be trusted. Now, hate is a very strong word, and I try and make sure that my family doesn't actually use that word unless it really necessitates it, like when you actually really do loathe something. But God hates it when we lie. How strong is that? Now, remember, this is not just the one instance of lying that God hates. He hates the sneaky, tricky behavior that is ongoing. Whatever comes out of our mouth is to be true. This is love. Love is being honest.
Question time.
Question number one. Why is it important to be honest? Question number two. Are you an honest and trustworthy person? Why or why not? Next week is our final episode for the series, and I'm going to be talking about the person who models love the best in the whole history of the universe, and that, of course, is Jesus. Can't wait to bring you that next week.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.